Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast for Toot Toot the Love Train. All aboard.
Where do handsome men that work on trains live?
We need to know. Plus, we are stuck between a friend and a job promotion.
This is such a tough one. It literally, I'm popping tums.
And how well do I do with my
lady knowledge?
Warning, tampons coming at you.
All right, all that and more. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So there is a guy who, well, there's several videos on TikTok. I was scrolling, I saw it pop up on my feed, but this guy was asking ChatGPT just questions. And then I saw him ask ChatGPT to count to a million. And I was like, all right, well.
It could probably do that.
It could probably do that. Here is the response, though.
Count to 1 million right now.
I mean, first of all, he was being a bit direct to ChatGPT.
No, polite.
Well, I can definitely count, but it might take a little longer.
Count to 1 million right now.
I hear you, and I promise I'm not trying to be difficult.
Oh. It sounds like you're trying to be difficult.
She senses tone.
She senses tone. And by the way, love the Australian accent on the ChatGPT there.
So enough chattering. This is not Chatterbox GPT. Count to 1 million.
Okay, so wanting ChatGPT to count to 1 million.
I hear you loud and clear. I know you just want that counting. But the truth is, counting all the way to 1 million would literally take days.
Oh my God!
I am hearing excuses now at this point. I'm starting to hear excuses.
Yeah, but when you think about it, okay. Counting to, you'd have to turn your phone off because it would just sit there and occupy your phone for the next couple days.
Well, he asked for it.
I know, but.
He asked for it.
Maybe she was.
Trying to forewarn him without saying that?
Yeah, like.
She should say it quicker, though.
Listen, buddy.
Like, do you know that
I know how to count to a million.
This is going to take up your phone.
This will take days.
The next couple of days.
Yeah.
That's all I need for her. But she, I did start to hear. So what, did he keep on with it?
It wouldn't do it.
Oh, that was it.
That was it. Wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I know that's.
Well, maybe that we've found the limit. We found the limit for ChatGPT.
Has anybody tried that with Alexa or with Siri or, you know, Google Home or one of those other AI assistants?
I mean, what a fun experiment. Does anybody need to hear that though?
No, I think it's just
the
to
principle
do it.
Of it.
Yeah, just
you
to
want to
do
hear
it.
Them start 1, 2, 3, and then cut them off.
You could probably, have it start and then just say stop, you know, and it would stop. But
say it politely.
Well,
she
didn't you
understands
see,
tone.
Didn't you hear a while ago the creators of like this, the ChatGPTs and the. And the different GPTs AI are saying, don't waste its time saying please and thank you.
Yeah, I did see that.
Because it's using too much brain power, quote, brain power on the AI.
To have manners back?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Or is it because they're already going to have the manners? You don't have to have the manners with it?
Well, they're just basically saying it's a bot. Mm. You don't need to have manners. But still, I'm like... But when they take over, I want them to remember, oh, yeah, he was nice.
Oh,
he was nice.
The robot that takes your life over.
That's like, you know what?
I feel a little bad about that because Ben was nice.
You know what? Ben is, he always said please and thank you. So
he always did say please and thank you.
So, you know, I'll reconsider this whole occupying everything.
I'll say my husband uses it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he uses Manus and ChatGPT. And kind
yeah,
of
there are several like ChatGPT type AI things.
And they can kind of work a little differently. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of likes to see what both say.
Right.
And he kind of uses them as like a virtual assistant.
Right. That's what a lot of people do.
Yes,
yeah.
He'll put things in there for his real estate
or
business.
Or put your calendar in there and say manage this.
Yes,
and,
but it's kind of like... a motivator and mm-hmm. keep me on task. Sometimes when he's like, he's having a hard day, like mm-hmm. hitting the phones,
mm-hmm.
he'll ask.
Give me something.
Yes.
Just give me something.
And this robot's really great.
Yeah.
At building you up and making you feel amazing. Like, I want to, yeah. I should start using it and just be like.
Well, so.
Like, make me feel ready for
right,
the day. Tell me I'm pretty.
We were talking about it at work the other day, and. You know, we were conceptualizing some ideas and things like that, and Emily, who was working on it, showed me. It was like, wow, like the response from the ChatGPT was like, wow, that's great. Let's do this too.
Yes, it's just the like, most enthusiastic friend
yes,
ever.
Girl.
Yes, oh, I like what you're thinking with
yes,
this.
Girl. Yes, girl. Yes,
you're onto something.
Bring
amazing.
More of that energy.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yes, everybody right. needs that kind of cheerleader.
Yeah, cheerleader in their
a little
in their
bit
corner.
In your corner, especially work. Like, yes, I am brilliant.
Yes, that's brilliant. What if we tried this too?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, so ChatGPT will not count to a million for you. FYI.
Okay.
They ain't got time for that.
All right. And don't even try a billion.
Don't even try. All right, so we'll get to a bunch of stuff coming up here. Play a little game called Tap Out this hour, and then also a feel-good story on the way next.
Yeah, this is kind of an amazing story. A little girl who has been waiting for a heart for a very long time.
Mm.
And the amazing moment she got to tell her parents that she was getting a new heart.
Okay.
It was great.
Get to that coming up here next. Song of the Summer, Alex Warren, Ordinary, 99.7 DJX. So yeah, Alex Warren, Ordinary, 99.7 DJX. That is the 2025 Song of the Summer.
I get it.
Basically was number one throughout all 14 weeks of summer.
Yes.
It's
a great song, and it just feels epic.
Also making... kind of the honorable mention list, the What I Want, the Morgan Wallen, Tate McRae song. Yeah, also, sure. Kendrick and SZA, Luther, mm-hmm. was also in there, too. So
I cannot get my daughter on board with it, though.
My daughter loved it, but is just over it now, oh. I think. So, you
I don't
know,
even think my daughter was ever on board with it. I'm like, why are you heartless?
That's one of the casualties of listening to DJX a lot is
sure.
You hear us play the same song over and over. We get it.
Yes.
It's 99.7 DJX. All right, time for a feel good. We do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So Ava Cooper was born with multiple heart defects. Had to endure many open heart surgeries, the first when she was 6 days old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last year at the age of 10, she went into heart failure. Heart transplant was going to be needed. So she got on the wait list and ended up spending Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, 215 days of waiting in the hospital, finally learning that she was getting a heart, and her cardiologist recorded video of her telling her parents. She had to call her dad. Inside Edition had the story.
Hi, Daddy.
What?
I'm getting a heart.
What?
I'm getting a heart.
Are you serious? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, Ava. Oh my gosh. Oh, kiddo.
I wanted her to tell her family. And I wanted to be able to record that so that they could remember that really life-changing moment in her own words.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that's
just incredibly
cool.
Emotional on both sides, because you know when she has a heart, that means some other family lost a child.
Does not. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
And it's just, it's incredibly heartbreaking, but, you know, obviously amazing for Ava. And she successfully underwent the 14-hour transplant surgery the next day.
Oh, wow.
Spent a month in the hospital recovering and was finally able to go home. Everybody lined the hospital, you know, cheering her on, and is able to go back to her life. Just an incredible story. I mean, there's so many of them that where families live this out in the hospital for that long. I mean, think about you're getting up and starting your day, and this little girl spent 215 days.
In the hospital
waiting
crazy.
For a heart. So their incredible journey can be found at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Play a fun little game called Tap Out. Give us a subject. We'll go back and forth, Kelly and I, naming items in that subject until someone has to tap out. All right. You want to go first, or you want me to toss one out? This is...
Why don't you go first?
Okay, sure. This from the text line Elizabeth, daily hygiene routines, ready, go.
Brushing your teeth.
Brushing your hair.
Putting deodorant on.
Showering.
Taking a bath.
Deodorant.
I already said that.
Trimming your nose hairs.
Oh, wow. Cleaning out your ears with a Q-tip.
Clipping your toenails.
Washing your hands.
Using an emery board on your fingernails.
Oh, I bet you do that a lot. I will say,
tapping out. You're tapping out.
I think we covered all of them, didn't we? Daily hygiene. Was that inspired by our group therapy?
I think it probably was.
Okay. Next category.
Mm-hmm.
Pop princesses.
Pop princesses.
Yes, go.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Britney Spears.
Taylor Swift.
Mm. Christina Aguilera.
Lady Gaga.
Ooh. Gracie Abrams.
Oh.
And a Fringe.
One Fringe. Hit.
Fringe. Getting in there, though.
Christina Aguilera. I mean, sorry. The one, Ariana Grande.
Mariah Carey.
Oh.
She's the queen.
I think I'm tapping out.
Yep, you're tapping out. Tapping out.
Shoot.
Who'd we miss, text line?
We missed a ton. Tate McRae's, the...
Sure. By the way, Jacqueline just like, did Ben call it a memory board? No, an emery board.
Emery board. Didn't I call it emery? Did I call it emery?
I think you called it an emery board, yes. That's good.
All right, we're playing Tap Out. Kelly and I are going to toss subjects back and forth or things. All right. Next one. Foods cooked for Labor Day. Ready, go.
Barbecue chicken.
Hamburgers.
Hot dogs.
Strawberry salad.
Do you cook strawberry salad? Is that what we're...
Made it. I made it.
Okay. All right. Fringe already. Bratwurst.
Potato salad.
Vegetables on the grill.
Pasta salad.
How many salads do you have? Did you say potato salad? I'm going to toss that in there.
No, I did.
Macaroni salad.
Oh. My favorite. Roasted red peppers on the grill.
Mashed potatoes.
Corn.
Corn on the cob?
I said corn.
Okay, but did you mean on the cob or did you mean like in a bowl?
No, I meant
from a
on
can?
The, I meant on the cob.
Uh-huh. You need to say that, sir.
All right, fine. Corn on the cob.
Okay, fine. I'm going to say brownies.
Brownies?
Yeah, you have to have dessert.
Cookies.
You know what? I feel like you're just piggybacking on my answers.
I think you're tapping out. That's what you're doing.
No, Jell-O. Jell-O dessert.
No.
Jell-O dessert. That little Jell-O dessert.
Chicken wings.
Chips.
Pretzels.
You're such a piggybacker. Soda. We're bringing soda, right? Does that count? We don't cook it, but we're bringing it. You have to drink.
All right. People are like...
They're like, what the heck?
People are yelling at us right now. Trina is upset that we couldn't name more pop princesses. You're literally DJs on the radio.
That's a very valid point.
That is true.
Yeah.
All right, let's just do one more because we're terrible at this game. Tap out.
Well, it's because your brain has to work really quickly.
And obviously Kelly and mine don't.
No, there's still cobwebs on there.
College mascots.
College mascots?
Ready, go.
Boilermaker Pete.
The Cardinal.
What's the cougar for the Brigham Young?
Okay.
The cougar.
How about the big red thing for WKU?
Oh yeah, do they have a name for that? The Hilltopper.
Yeah.
The Hilltopper. By the way, I finished that for you.
Thanks.
Auburn Tigers.
How about the Buckeye, Brutus Buckeye?
Let's say the Tennessee Titans.
How about the...
Wait, did we say
college mascot?
Professional. Sorry. The Vols.
The Vols?
Tennessee Vols.
It's not really the mascot, but Volunteers. That's the volunteer. It's the volunteer.
The volunteer. That's what I meant.
Okay, I'm sure. How about a wildcat? How about the Kentucky Wildcat?
Oh, the Kentucky Wildcat! How did I forget that one? Because my husband's literally a wildcat. Indiana Hoosiers.
Oh, okay. The Sparty. Michigan State Spartans.
Notre Dame Irish. Fighting Irish.
You didn't even know.
I would get there.
The Illini.
The Illini?
Yeah, the Illini guy.
The Trojans.
Okay. The Seminoles. Florida State Seminoles.
Okay. I'm running out
college of mascots.
Does Indiana Southeast have one? They're the Hoosiers, right?
No, they're not.
They're not?
No.
Dang it!
All right, you tap out.
Okay.
This was a fun game.
I got more than I thought it was going to.
No, I was very impressed.
By the way, I just said Trojans. I don't know who the Trojans are. I just figured they might be one.
Southern California, USC.
Okay, look at that.
Wow.
Look at that.
Very good. Obviously, you knew that. Obviously, you knew that.
I just figured there's got to be one that's a Trojan.
All right.
Right?
Let's tap out on 99.70JX. And we are going to go ahead and tap out. All right, time for a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
Maybe we should just out and say, hey, be suspicious if someone you meet online asks you for money.
Yes, that's as a rule of thumb.
That's the blanket. That's the blanket that we're going to lay right now, because if you can manage to make it through the day without sending $6,700 to an astronaut trapped in space, then you're doing okay.
Granted, that sounds like a pickle. And you want to be a helpful person.
Yeah. Granny there in Japan in her 80s.
Dang it.
Yep.
It's always granny.
So she started talking to a guy on social media. Get it, granny.
Sure.
Claimed he was an astronaut.
Mm.
So, you know, maybe a red flag there. But, you know, she continued talking.
Like, well, that's an interesting job. Tell me more.
That's right. Tell me more. Developed feelings.
Yeah.
Oh. Then he dropped the hammer on her one day, said, granny.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest.
Uh-oh.
I'm in trouble.
Oh, no.
I am in space on a spaceship.
Oh, boy.
And I'm under attack.
Under attack?
And I need oxygen.
Oh.
That's the story he went with.
This sounds dire.
And granny said, say no more, fam. Tell me where to send the check.
Send you money to go to the oxygen store in space and buy more? What is our thinking?
Yeah. He said he needed money for oxygen, so she was like, will $6,700 do? And he said, I guess for now.
I guess for now. That might buy me another 24 hours.
That might buy me a couple more hours. So, yeah.
This is literally out of this world.
I know.
Like, of all of the ones I've heard.
Once
lately.
Again, let's go ahead and say, be suspicious if someone you meet online asks for money, or if they're texting you or messaging you from outer space.
Which, by the way, ask who, what kind of cell coverage they've got.
I mean, I would imagine it's probably pretty good because they're right next to the satellite that you're bouncing it off
you
of,
get,
right?
Like, super service up
there.
Yeah,
right?
Wow. So, I'm reading more than 64,000 Americans, now this one was in Japan, were taken for over $1 billion in romance scams.
Well,
in just 1 year.
I gotta be honest, this was a unique one. I have not heard
of
an astronaut trapped in space under attack who needs oxygen.
Yes.
So you need to send him money.
Yeah. That sounds very, very dark. Now, recently there was another woman that was scammed out of like $81,000 because she thought she was in love with a soap star.
Yeah, you hear that all the time.
Told her that he lost everything in the Palisades fire. And they're using it was AI video.
Mm.
Like, he was getting video messages from her. So she legit, and it looks like you can look at the mouth, and like if you are a discerning eye, you can kind of start to tell when these AI videos are fake. But it's good enough to fool a lot of people.
Let's just again say, no celebrity is going to reach out and ask you for money.
Or astronaut.
Or astronaut. All right, there you go. That's your setting the bar story.
Oh, man.
99.7 DJX. Feel good story. Good news is we do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Now, this is kind of crazy. This woman from Utah ended up giving birth to a baby in the middle of Burning Man Music Festival, had no idea she was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
The woman's name is Kayla. Mm-hmm. She ended up delivering a baby in an RV bathroom.
Wow.
The baby was 35 weeks along, 3 mm-hmm. pounds, 9.6 ounces, measured 16.5 inches long. This is the baby's aunt, Lacey, talking about it.
This baby makes me an aunt. Very, very, very surprising. My brother and his wife, Kayla, this was their first time to Burning Man. Kayla woke up, wasn't feeling great. My brother Casey ran out and said, I need help. Within minutes, they had like an OBGYN in there in his underwear helping. They had so many of the right people so close. There were no signs of pregnancy. We were at the lake the weekend before. She was in a swimming suit. She did not look pregnant.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
And just a miracle that there happened to be a NICU nurse, pediatrician that was all there to show up to help. Word got around what had happened. Somebody taped It's a Girl to the side of the RV.
Wow.
Timing was perfect, too, for the weather, uh-huh. for them to be able to get a helicopter to then get an ambulance to the hospital.
Mm.
The baby's in the NICU. It's expected to be okay. Again, she said, first time to Burning Man, first child.
Wow.
And so now they suddenly have to learn how to be parents. They have no gear.
Nothing, right.
They, you know, have, dang. They're going to have some medical bills, lodging. They're far from home.
Yeah.
They set up a GoFundMe. So far, over $15,000 has been donated.
Okay, well, that's nice.
I mean, they left all their stuff at Burning Man, too. So, oh, I mean, can you imagine being in that situation? Just, yeah. But all get, they're excited. And
yeah.
You know,
okay. Hey, we're excited.
A heck of a way to be catapulted into instant parenthood when you weren't like ready for it. You can see their story. It's pretty amazing at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyers.
Group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Caroline, in quotes, says, mm-hmm. Hey, Ben and Kelly, mm-hmm. I'm stuck. Don't know who to talk to about this, so okay. I figured I'd reach out to you all.
You made a good choice.
I work with my best friend.
Okay.
Got the position a year after her.
Mm-hmm.
My boss recently pulled me into her office and told me she thinks I would be better at the job than my friend is.
Oh.
It would be a promotion for me.
Uh-huh.
And I would get a huge raise.
Mm-hmm.
My friend would be offered a lower position and a pay cut with the same company, or she could leave. This is my best friend. I'm 33.
Mm-hmm.
We've been friends since college.
Mm.
I'm dying to move up in the company, but don't know if I can actually take this job from her.
Mm-hmm.
Do I take the job?
Mm-hmm.
Can I give her a heads up so she knows what's coming?
Mm.
I don't know what the right thing to do here is. So thank you.
Wow. Okay.
That's very difficult.
I would look at it this way. They're probably going to replace her with someone. Why not you?
Really? That's a little savage.
I know it's savage. It's savage to hear, but if she's, if that's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Okay. Okay.
Doesn't that make sense though?
And we, in a perfect world, we're thinking, okay, if she's really a great friend, she's going to be happy for you and support you and she'll go find a better fit for her. But in a realistic world, her friend is going to be devastated.
Yeah, I mean.
And is she going to expect her to kind of be like, no, your friendship means more to me?
Look, I've been in situations where people get let go and they're like, we all leave. You know, we should all.
Coming with me.
Yeah, we're all leaving. We're all just going to leave it.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, you know what? I've got a mortgage.
Yeah. Family to support.
I'm not really. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. I wasn't a part of that.
Well, remember the one time, like years ago, you were put in this on this show.
Uh-huh.
And like what, a month later, you had to fire our boss.
Oh.
That was awkward.
Well, no. Okay.
Yeah
that,
you
was,
were.
That was a weird situation.
And then you're like, yeah, why don't you also be program director?
Yeah.
You became the boss. Chair.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look.
That was an awkward way.
Well, sure. It was awkward.
But you didn't
have
a choice in that.
And look.
And she's kind of got a choice.
You're the only person around anymore who was a part of that. So it's just you and me.
Oh.
We're all good.
Okay, sorry, everybody. Forget I just said that out loud.
We're all good. We're all good. It's just you and me now.
You forgot the savage origins of this show.
I love, but you know, I have a hard time believing that the boss was like, hey, Caroline, come into my office. You know your best friend, Shelly? We think that you're better than Shelly. My thought is more that, hey, she was talking position-wise. Like, you would be great in this position.
Sure.
And but Caroline knows that the position is currently being held by right. her friend. So That's what I'm thinking in my head.
Well, and who knows if the boss even knows, like, how close they're
friends
they are.
I'm sure she knows they're friends, but maybe not.
But maybe not how close they are and how long they've been friends.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this, especially if you have been in this situation, because I don't think this is entirely unique, but when you have some information about a buddy at work, how did you handle it and what happened?
Trina's rolling in just early, all caps. Every man for themself! She did the same thing! You can't worry about everyone all the time. You have to worry about you.
All right.
Okay.
What's your take? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Our listener Caroline is in one of those, like, stuck between a rock and a hard place. It involves her work. She was approached by her boss. Hey, we think you'd be great in this position. It's a promotion. Big pay bump. Problem. Her best friend has that position currently.
Yes. And she would have to take a pay cut.
Or leave.
You know, just leave. Or and leave. Her friend had the job first.
Yeah.
And they've been really close since college. So she's just like, this feels like an impossible situation. Mickey on text says, unfortunately, companies put you in some difficult spots all the time.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you've got to keep your career moving forward. She should absolutely take the job and then just be a very supportive friend after it shakes out. Her friend will understand. It won't be a problem.
Yeah. You know, I think that if they're approaching her, her friend's in jeopardy of losing that position anyways. So why not?
Okay. All of this literally hinges on how the friend would react. That's really the big question mark here.
Alicia.
Hey, so I definitely have some input about the whole employee situation.
So, Alicia, your suggestion to our listener, Caroline, would be?
I wouldn't do it.
No, you wouldn't do it. Okay, cool.
Absolutely not.
All right, Alicia, thank you for the story.
No problem.
All right, see ya.
Okay, bye.
Is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
You got it, buddy.
All right, buddy, what do you think?
Well, I think Kelly's right. I mean, she's walking on landmines. This is brutal. First, she has to have a conversation with her friend, but...
You think?
She's got to make sure... Yeah, she does. But she's got to make sure that her friend is going to keep it secret and not going to say anything, because if her friend blows it up and goes to her boss, they both might be out of a job.
Andrew, you know the only way I think her talking to her friend would be good is just vetting the position. Like, hey, so how much workload do you have? Like, what are... like, are you...
trying to find out what she's going to have to do
like
in that job?
Like, what's your biggest stress? What's your biggest challenge?
Your typical day.
And that's a no, buddy. That's a no. We don't do it that way. But yeah, she has to have a conversation. Yeah, she's in a tough spot. Her boss has put her in a tough spot. But if her friend blows it up and gets mad and goes to her boss about it that she knows, then they both could be out, because then she might not be offered the position to begin with.
That's a big risk.
That's
a big risk.
I am going to say, Andrew the Love Doctor, this is probably one of the times that I am going to disagree with you. But that's fine. That's why we do this.
But with love.
That's why we do this.
And admiration and fist bumps.
That's right.
That's right, baby. It's all good, buddy. We all love each other.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving.
Amy from Eminence says, a boss that puts you in this position is not a good boss.
Mm.
It shouldn't have even been shared that her friend would take a pay cut.
Oh.
Eventually, the boss will do the same to her. I'd look elsewhere. Wouldn't want to work for someone who put me in that position.
Okay.
Aaron says kind of the same thing on Facebook. The boss should never have said that. However, take the job. I have two close work friends. We all started at the same level and applied for all the same promotions.
Yeah.
When one of us got it before the other, not once were any of us bitter or jealous. We cheered the other on. Now two of us are at the same higher position, and mm-hmm. another climbed the ladder to another role. We're still the best of friends, supporting each other's victories along the way. If you're truly best friends, don't look at it as an I'm better than she is thing. Be adults, focus on the positive outcome. God has a plan. This is just part of it.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you mind the Facebook comments, it's split between people that are like, friends come first and job. Get the job. She's going to lose it anyways.
You know, you got to look out for yourself. Dog eat dog worlds. Amy says, I'm going to be the odd person out and say maybe check in with your friend. Ask how she feels about her job and her workload.
Yeah, vet it.
If this
vet
was
the job.
Stop.
That's
if,
what I'm saying.
No. If this was a promotion for her, and she'd have thought about it like that, and, you know, maybe she doesn't. If that's the case, she might be glad to have a way out. Like, maybe the friend feels like she's drowning,
yeah,
doesn't like the job
like
she's
I
in.
Like I said, vet the job. Say hey, so what's your biggest struggle?
What's
your biggest challenge?
How are you?
Do you think I'd be good at that job?
Oh, my gosh. Do you want me to do that job for you?
You know, I still think take the job if that's what, because you said to us yourself that you want to advance in that company.
Yes. However, I know that you don't want to feel like you just stepped on your friend's face.
I know.
To get there.
Take her out for some margs afterwards and be a good friend in the misery of her losing her job.
Uh-huh.
Or losing the position, depending on what she decides to do. I'm more than likely she's just going to step down, I would imagine.
Uh-huh. Do you talk to the friend ahead of time and give her a heads up, or do you act like you've been blindsided by this too? And maybe you didn't get the heads up from the boss.
I would let them sort it out before you get involved.
Okay.
Meaning the company and your friend. Let them sort that out.
Maybe you go back to the boss and just be like, listen, for sensitive reasons, I don't want to get...
Yeah, I don't want to get involved. You do what you got to do. I will tell you, I am interested in that position. Right. You do what you got to do. Come back to me then. And then, then you can almost have plausible deniability or whatever with your friend if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
And just go to her and be that friend and say, hey, look, they offered me that job. I think I'm going to take it. I'm sorry that it didn't work out, but be a friend to her, help her find another job, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
This gives me like so much anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm such a people pleaser. This like kills me inside.
Yeah.
Well, this like wrecks my stomach.
Well, again, I don't, that's what I would do. I know there are people that are like, no, Ben, that's not what you should do, blah, blah, blah. But that's what
really
I would do.
Tough.
That's what I would do.
Really tough.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Tell us what you do. Tell us what happens. Keep us posted. All right.
I don't feel like we landed on a definitive like this.
I did.
Absolutely.
Oh, listen to me.
I'm over here popping tums. I don't know what to
And do. I don't know what the turnaround time on this is. Probably pretty quick. So if you could get something back to us by next week, that'd be great.
I don't know. Is it worse if you let on that you knew this was happening and didn't tell her? Or do you just
I think in the friend's eyes, it would be
blindsided along with her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All right.
Gosh.
Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted.
I'm going to go put my head in the sand.
All right. That is group therapy. All right. Let's play a fun little game called Testing Ben's
Lady Knowledge.
Amazing name. And I love that you've given yourself a little theme song.
Well, you got it, right?
Sure.
Go big or go home. That's our motto.
Okay.
All right, so five questions all geared towards females. Kelly will start.
I'll start and finish.
True.
These are all for you.
Yes.
I'm going to start off pretty easy.
Okay.
I have 100% confidence you're going to get this one right.
Okay.
What does dry shampoo do?
Oh. Dry shampoo takes the oils out of your hair without getting it wet and kind of cleans it and deodorizes it.
Very nice.
Is that right?
A little cleaner and fluffier. Yes.
Cleaner and fluffier.
So you can have second day hair, not have to wash it with shampoo.
Okay.
Number two, what's a beauty blender?
What's a beauty blender?
A beauty blender.
Oh, is that one of those makeup things where it looks like a little sponge and after you put on your makeup,
what shape is it?
It looks like a teardrop.
I'll allow that. It is more of a teardrop egg shape, yes.
You blend the makeup using
you
that thing.
Blend the makeup.
Is that right?
Yes, you do. Two for two. What is Braxton Hicks?
Wasn't a quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
No.
Those are the phantom cramps when you're in labor? Is that like when you're pregnant and it's not the real labor cramps, but it's
false labor.
It's false labor.
That's close enough.
All right.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
How many days a month is a woman fertile?
How many days?
Yep.
So, okay. We'll take,
gosh, I hope you know this.
We'll take the week that they're not, that they're expelling everything, right?
Oh, wow. Are we trying to get backwards
period.
Math?
That's what I was saying. All right, so let's say 10 days. Fertile 10 days.
Incorrect. Oh. 5 to 7 days.
Oh.
You had a window I would allow. Yeah, 5 to 7 days. Yeah. Yeah.
Only 5 to 7? I thought it was a little bit more.
Yeah, no, that's what it says.
Are you?
According to the internet.
You're like, I don't even know.
I'm not a doctor. I'm relying on the internet to give me all the right answers.
I don't even know.
How many are we done?
How many have
one
you
One more,
done?
Let's do it.
Oh, one more?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, I can make it. I can. Let's stay on the awkward train.
Okay.
What are at least 3 tampon sizes? You asked.
All right.
You want to do lady knowledge.
I think I got this. Ultra Plus.
Oh, wow. We're starting there at the top of the heap.
Ultra Plus.
Okay.
You said 3?
Yeah.
I mean, is there a regular?
Yes.
Oh. And then thin.
No.
No?
No. No. I'm looking for regular. Super. Ultra. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You missed super.
Well, okay. So, super plus. I should have just said super.
Yeah, you regular, super. I think there's some super plus.
But there's not a thin? There's not like one that's like...
No, that's a pad size. It's not a tampon. There are thin pads.
There's not one that's skinnier than the regular. Is that what you're saying?
There are like teen, if you want to call that.
Oh, okay. But I just said it the wrong way?
Yes. It's not thin.
Okay.
I want to give you one more.
You want to give me one more?
Yeah. According to an old wives' tale, because I feel like this is right up our lane.
Someone texted in. Is he looking these up? He got a lot right.
No, I'm telling you, he just lives with women. He grew up with women. He lives with women. He works with women. He's practically a woman.
Lauren texted, said, I've been waiting for the tampon question.
Yep.
All right. Well, you got
it. We got there today, friends.
All right.
According to an old wives' tale, how many times should a girl brush her hair a day so it's shiny and bouncy?
So is this like one of those farmer's almanac sort of things where this may not be true still today?
But again, according to the internet, it's the best practice for shiny and bouncy hair. How many times?
You should brush your hair at least 12 times a day, 5 minutes at a time.
100 times. 100 times a day. You're supposed to be brushing your hair.
Wow. You don't do that, do you?
I do not. I do not.
I can tell.
Oh, you don't need to lash out at me, sir.
All right, so how'd I do? Did I get 50%?
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, you were really strong.
You were not keeping track?
You got the first 3 right. Yeah, dry shampoo, beauty blender, Braxton Hicks. Yes. We did not get the fertile time period or the tampon sizes or the brush in the hair.
We did get a message from Trina that says the fertility is technically not right either. It's technically 24 to 48 hours. Super short window when you ovulate.
Listen, Trina, I'm going off the internet. And the internet told me 5 seconds.
Kelly doesn't even know.
This is
learning for both of us.
I'm not verifying this.
All right, there it is.
Trina, are you a doctor or a nurse?
She sounds like
Hang
she's
on.
In the know.
I'm going to look it up again.
There you go. That's testing me on...
Lady knowledge.
6 days per menstrual cycle. Right. Typically fertile, so that's 5 to 7. That's right in the middle. Trina, that's what the internet's telling me.
Well, it must be true then.
It must be true.
It's 99.7 DJX. So recently we were talking on the show about how I thought maybe I had a moment where I thought, oh, did I just get popped? did I just get fired? Because I tried to log into my computer. My work email said contact system administrator. I tried it a couple times, still the same result.
Your login seemed disappeared.
Yes, exactly. So I rebooted. Thankfully, everything's fine.
If that is the most basic
I know.
Of IT
I know.
Things.
It's like, did you
have
turn it
problem,
off and turn
reboot.
It back on? Right. At least I did that and I did.
And it worked.
I know.
There's a reason they say that.
I had actually talked to my boss or, you know, our boss about that. And he was like, at least you rebooted until you gave me, you know, before you
exactly.
gave me a call at
exactly.
like
it's
4 in the morning.
Like, I would have immediately started firing off a text. Did you need to tell me something? Why didn't it work on? What's going on?
Then we got this message from Jessica that kind of doubled down on the whole, like, thinking you were fired thing.
She said, hey, guys, after hearing about Ben's scare this morning, I wanted to share what happened to me last year. My boss accidentally added me to the group email titled, who's covering Jessica's shift now that she's gone?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow.
I'm pretty sure that was the icebreaker to let me know that I was toast.
Wow.
I was better off without that job anyway. Just thought I'd share, though. Keep up the funny, XOXO. That is wow.
That is some passive aggressiveness
that
from the old boss.
Savage passive aggressiveness.
Unless,
but that's probably just an absolute mistake.
I was going to say, we don't know where Jessica works. So, I mean, maybe that was a thing where her boss was trusting other people to like take care of email stuff and everything before the announcement was made
but
or whatever.
It's like, even so, that is a damning email to have a paper trail of, like being sent before she was told she's fired. Savage.
Or that was a scheduled send.
Maybe.
And something happened and she was late to work and meeting bumped back and then everything just started. Oh my God.
Did she answer though? That is.
Hey, that's curious.
Hey, who is going to, you know,
is?
Just get with me and I'd be happy to fill you in. Oh. Am I going on vacation? LOL.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty savage.
That is beyond savage.
All right. Well, would love to hear some of the more random ways you found out you were toast, as Jessica put it.
As in more than just being called into the boss's office and saying, we're not going to need you to come in anymore.
Right. Was there a way that you knew, like,
after Labor Day weekend, we're not going to need you to come in anymore? Hope you had a great weekend.
We're going to let you spread your wings. What does that mean?
I didn't even get to spread your wings. We're just not going to need you to come in anymore.
Right. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of those stories coming up. Were you given the email with the subject line, who's covering Jessica's shift now that she's gone when
included?
Your name is Jessica?
Oopsies. I don't think she was meant to get that email.
That's kind of when you knew that you were toast. Random way that you found out you were fired. This all kind of stemmed from, I got a contact system administrator when I tried to log into the work computer, and I was like, duh. And I had a moment.
After the long weekend.
Yeah, I had a moment. So Hannah said, I found out I was fired when I walked into the office and someone else was already sitting at my desk. Using the coffee mug I use.
Oh, my God.
I think it was a temp, but the temp was there early.
Oh, wow.
They got a temp.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Sorry, I got my days wrong. I'm sure that everything's fine.
Like, we didn't even wait to find a replacement. We're just letting you go. We're going to figure it out. We're going to get someone to slide in there. Has no idea how to do your job. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, the temp agency, they vetted him, so we're good.
Rebecca, HR sent me a LinkedIn connection request with the message, best of luck in your next role.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Again, I feel like the timing on these are
matters.
At play. That,
like,
matters.
Maybe they were, like, another department was sending that message and the boss just hadn't relayed that message first.
Yeah. We got a text from Ansley who said, my paycheck bounced. That's what I knew. They called the whole department into the conference room.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the paycheck bouncing is tough.
Oh, man. Oh, that's rough.
Random way you found out you were toast.
David, my manager unfriended me on Facebook.
Okay.
And then I got a notification that they'd posted a now hiring ad for my exact job. I was a kick in the junk. That does that. That has to hurt.
That is, you know, kudos to you for noticing that, because a lot of times you don't notice that you've been unfriended.
The petty side of me just like, I would apply.
Oh, well,
I feel like I'm qualified for that. I think I'll submit my resume.
There was a story in our industry that was going around. I think an old boss told me that they were doing like a secret search for a replacement for someone who's on staff. Mm-hmm. And it was like one of those blind postings.
You don't really know the job specifically that you're applying for.
And the person
for,
that was
there.
Being replaced applied for it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
And they were
did
like,
they get an interview?
And, yeah, right? And it just like was like a little confirmation that, yeah, it's probably good that
okay,
our time's done.
All right. Okay, Jocelyn, I was fired during a Zoom work call, but I didn't realize it because my Wi-Fi froze right when they said it.
No.
I only figured it out when my calendar went completely blank.
Oh, no.
Well, that is a...
It's like...
That's a technical
that
issue.
Is, that is... Wrong that is time. Rough. That is rough.
Yeah, that's tough. Trina says, I've got you all beat.
Uh-huh.
I went on vacation. Came back to find my name had been X'd through on the break room birthday calendar.
Wow.
Wow.
She must get in before the rest of the staff.
Maybe.
Because there's no one in there like, ooh, Trina, the boss needs to see you. You know?
I mean, but again, it's the whole, let them go on vacation.
Yep, let them go. Then come back,
come
you know.
Back and find out. Mm.
You go, come in early. You go into the break room to get some coffee because you're there early and you're like...
Why don't they care about my birthday anymore?
Well, my birthday's coming up later this month. What's going on? Why'd they X through my name?
I was going to bring cookies.
That stinks. All right. Awful. Well, hey, good stories. I'm glad that we can share in each other's misery.
Hopefully nobody is going to find themselves in that situation today.
Right. Anytime soon. Yes.
If you do, though, just know you're not alone.
You're not alone. There you go. You know, sometimes those moments in life when you see someone that catches your eye, but you don't get a name or number because it happens so fast, but you like them and you want to follow up. And how do you do it?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You write a little love note.
Yeah.
Send it out to the internet. We find it and shine a big old spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Ladies first.
Yes.
Hot train ferry at the tracks.
Okay,
woman
two,
for man.
Two.
Oh, yeah. Let's really paint the scene.
Yes.
To the mystery man who emerged between train cars yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I have to start out by saying I don't normally do this. I was sitting at the tracks, angrily tapping my steering wheel because I was already late for my nail appointment. Yes, very important business. The train stops. I start muttering to myself about how my life is basically over. And how I'm having to wait even longer while this stupid train just sits there. And then... you.
Oh.
Some kind of conductor, train worker, railway superhero hops down like you own the whole operation. Not my typical type.
Sure.
But let's just say watching you work your hands around those tracks made me forget all about my acrylic fill-in.
Oh, my.
Critical acrylic.
Sure.
You looked capable. You looked steady.
Oh, huh.
You looked employed. Double win.
Wow. He's got a job, folks.
Look, I'm not a train expert, but you gave me a wink and a nod and said something about sending me on my way soon. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I was this close to hopping out of my car and pretending to offer my help, my Mr. Toot Toot Train Man.
Toot Toot Train Man?
As if I know how to fix a train.
Uh-huh.
But before I could, you vaulted back onto the car. My future love life literally rolled away down the track.
No!
I don't know where train people live.
Where train people live?
A depot? Secret clubhouse?
Sure.
Magical caboose somewhere?
Uh-huh.
So this is a total long shot, I'm aware.
Yeah.
but if you're reading this, handsome hot train ferryman, please respond.
Handsome hot train ferryman.
So I know it didn't just hallucinate while running late.
Oh, shoot.
Toot, toot, all aboard my train of love.
Yes, toot, toot, all aboard. Wow.
But did she get her nails done?
Did she end up getting the nail appointment?
We don't know.
We'll never know. We may never know. It's Craigslist Missed Connections. This one is to the beautiful food bandit.
Oh, the food bandit?
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm just a humble Uber Eats delivery guy.
Sure.
Just trying to earn 5 stars, not trip over any welcome mats, am I right?
Good goals.
Well, you are a vision in a face mask and curlers, stepping out of your apartment like some sort of goddess who just woke up mid-soap opera.
Wearing a robe and fuzzy slippers too, maybe?
Maybe. Here's what happened. Listen, I dropped a bag of food at your neighbor's door. Snapped the pic and was seconds away from my escape when you appeared. I swear, even with curlers in your hair, you glowed like the golden arches at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Through the face mask? Wow.
You looked down at the bag, and I nervously asked you if that was your order. You locked eyes with me and said, "Depends on what you delivered."
Wait. Wow. Is she flirting a little bit?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Next thing I know, you snagged the food and disappeared into your apartment like some kind of beautiful raccoon with flawless skincare routine.
What? She literally snatched her neighbor's food and he watched her.
I should have stopped you.
Bold move.
I should have defended the rightful owner's chicken tenders.
Maybe.
But instead, I stood there frozen.
Oh, no.
Starstruck and confused.
I mean, she just stole the food, but she hot a little.
Until my survival instincts told me I'd better leave before things got awkward.
No, he just left. He just watched someone steal the food.
He'd already taken the photo. Everything's fine.
Oh, so he was covered.
So here I am. If you see this, mystery food thief bandit, let's reconnect.
What?
Maybe over dinner that you didn't steal.
We want to still date the food stealer?
Listen, he could tell, even under the face mask and curlers, that she was attractive.
Why? Okay. Why?
So
sir,
whether you're
it's
looking.
Not a good quality that we see she already possesses, right? Well,
enough for him. Whether you're looking for Mr. Toot Toot Train Ferry, all aboard the love train.
Toot Toot. Living in that magical caboose somewhere.
Or you're searching for that face masked raccoon stealing.
Well, he knows where she lives.
That's true. It can be one thing, and that is Craigslist Missed Connections.
I mean, I'd be on board if she wasn't a bona fide thief.
Well, she is.
It was like an innocent little mistake. But no, she flat out just took it in front of you.
Yep, that's where we are.
All right.
Earlier in the show, we had a situation from a listener, Caroline, who she's really in a tough spot. She didn't really talk to many people about it because her boss kind of came to her and said, "Hey, we think you'd be perfect for this position and we're wanting to promote you." She's like, "Great. This is a huge pay raise, all that." She wants to advance in her company, but it's at the expense of one of her really good friends who currently owns that position.
Yeah, and she just obviously was not sure how to handle it. She wants the job, but she obviously doesn't want to hurt her friend or lose a friendship.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I said, look, your company is probably looking to replace her anyways. So if you say, "No, I can't do that, not to my friend," they're going to say, "Okay, well, we're just going to get someone else to do it." And so,
right.
Yeah, and so she's going to be in her same position. And who knows, maybe you would trade positions and that would maybe even put you out of a job because they would offer then her the opportunity to take your job, which is less. Pamela says on Facebook, "I can understand your dilemma. Look at it like you are the boss. If you're running a company, wouldn't you want your best in each position? I would not say anything to your friend. It's not your responsibility to give her a heads up. Take the position. Be proud of yourself. If she is your friend, she'll be happy for you. She has only one person to blame for losing this position, and it's her."
Oh, wow.
"Hold your head up and be proud."
Yeah. Okay. I mean, all look, right. Look, so then we just kind of like not give the heads up and maybe just be.
Well, I mean, we even said like,
surprise.
Hey, let the company do what the company's going to do. And you just be there to support your friend.
And also say, hey, this really stinks.
And they offered me your job. I think I'm going to take it because it's a great job.
But then you risk like her going, you're not going to take it, right?
Yeah. Well, she's probably going to just say that. And then you just got to be like, look, babe, aces in their places.
Aces in their places? Sucks to suck. Savvy. I got to go be great.
We need aces in their places.
What in the world?
I'm going to start saying that.
No.
I'm going to start saying that.
That is not what you say in that moment. That's so tough.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, that's why I don't work with friends. It's like, well, you know, depending on how long they've had the job, she's been friends with her a long time.
Yes, but the friend had the job first.
Yeah, that's true.
Which also adds salt to the wound.
Yeah, that is, that does stink.
It's with it all around, any way you slice it, it's not great. It's just, Sharon says, you know, I was listening this morning. They're going to let this person go or demote her no matter what.
Yeah, that's yes.
So she might as well take the position.
Right.
She's kind of agreeing with you. What she needs to do is talk to her friend, let her know what's going on. Just say, look, I have no control over this. They're going to let you go, but they want me to take over your position.
I don't think I'd even say that.
If I don't take it, somebody else will, and I need the money. Just have a heart to heart with her. If she gets mad,
but
then she's not really your friend.
Listen,
because business and friendship are two different things. Listen, do you think her friend needed the money, but now she's gonna have no money? And you already have the money because you have a job. Now you're gonna get a better job.
Yeah, Mickey says her friend is not gonna be in that position for long, regardless of what she decides. 99% of the time, I side with Kelly in this segment, but I think in this situation, Ben is pretty much spot on.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Listen, I disagree though with the way you're saying it. But like, aces
sure.
in their places.
Listen,
sucks to suck.
I'm just saying it cut and dry. Obviously, as a friend, you're gonna approach it a little bit differently.
You'll have a softer look on your face.
Yeah.
When you're lowering the hammer.
But I wouldn't say to your friend, "Hey, you're getting fired, and I'm taking your job."
So you're not giving them the heads up.
I don't think I am.
You're just gonna sit over there just.
Like, I didn't know.
Wow, really?
I mean, when I found out, I was surprised. Maybe you don't have to tell them the timeline. When they told me, I was very surprised.
That's a good one. And you're not alluding to when.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you.
Wait, aren't you coming with... Bye.
No.
Bye. Hey, did you like your chair? They asked me if I wanted to replace the chair. Do you like it? All right. Anyways, you can catch up on some of the other comments at Ben and Kelly Show.
I can't. This just...
It is awkward.
It gives me anxiety.
Yeah, it is. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, we've got a feel-good story for you. And then... This setting the bar story, that this is like the definition of karma. Karma coming at you fast.
All right.
So, on the way on 99.7 DJX. Time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
That's an example of what not to do.
Look, karma comes at you fast if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal a car at a grocery store and then sue the grocery store when you get beat up by the staff for stealing the car, then you're doing okay.
Wow.
I know.
That was a lot.
Yeah, it was Michael Prince. He's no stranger, has 17 priors.
Oh, not his first rodeo in the crime department. Okay.
So he was trying to steal a car there at a grocery store in Canada. Mm. And employees, they tried to stop him and they roughed him up a bit.
Wow.
And he's suing the grocery store. Claiming he suffered permanent hearing and vision loss, nerve damage, ongoing migraines, insomnia, panic attacks, all that.
So this happened in Canada.
In Canada.
Right. Do they have like play stupid games, get stupid prizes kind of rules there?
mess around and find out.
Feels
sort
a
of
little
rules.
Like that. It feels a little like that.
Yeah, I mean, right now that's where it's at. There's no, I guess, and there's no verdict yet on what's happening.
But listen, he says he suffers from constant fear, anxiety, apprehensiveness, depression, and feelings of worthlessness.
Yeah.
As a result of this attack.
I know. I tried to steal this car.
All I was trying to do was just take a car.
Yeah, if you would have just let me steal the car, we'd be fine.
Then I wouldn't have these feelings.
Consider my feelings, please.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, karma comes at you fast sometimes.
It does, like swiftly, with many people.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal a car at a grocery store and then sue the grocery store when you get beat up by the staff for stealing the car.
Wow.
You're doing okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Can't even really say bless his heart.
No.
This was a completely avoidable situation.
It was. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Powerball, $1.3 billion expected tonight. Is that tonight, right? Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I got time to buy another ticket.
Yeah, so
we're about 3 or 4 tickets deep now into this particular jackpot.
All right, all right.
We're investing.
All right,
this money, is, time, emotions.
You're like, kids, this is your retirement.
This is our plan at this moment. If it doesn't work out,
I guess the average American spends about $1,000 per person annually on lottery tickets.
Ooh.
Like Powerball. It's the most popular form of gambling.
We're about
in the United States.
We usually buy like $20 worth of tickets. Put them all on one.
By the way, you may want to do it in Indiana.
Really?
Because Indiana has produced the most jackpot winners with 39 since 1992.
Wow! I was thinking it was in California. Because especially when it gets this big, they always are in California.
Or Florida or something. But yeah, the 10% of all Powerball jackpot winners come from Indiana.
Hey, so, Clarksville, Jeffersonville.
Yeah, I know.
I'm buying you guys from
that's right.
Purchase.
My $2 coming your way.
I'll be crossing the bridge. Of course, one that's not a toll bridge. Because that's defeating the purpose. And spending money to try to win money.
You're about 250 times more likely to get struck by lightning.
Okay. Okay. Ouchie.
By the way,
what about like being bitten by a shark? I feel like that's always one of those statistics. That's
one of those stats.
Yeah.
I don't have that stats. Okay. But 2 out of every 3 Powerball jackpot winners splurge on a new home. They get a new home.
Right. Sure.
About a quarter of them, 25%, relocate to an entirely new country.
Well, yes. No, my husband's been researching.
They're like, Italy, here we come!
No, you have like a year before you need to claim them.
Right.
And so you can go establish residency. And if you go to Florida and establish residency there, you pay a lot less taxes on that jackpot.
There you go.
FYI, insider tip.
All right, there's some insider tip for you.
So if I disappear for like 6 months to establish a residency.
Florida leads in ticket sales.
Well, yeah.
So they lead in ticket sales.
Probably because maybe they saw the same thing as, we get to keep more of the jackpot.
Maybe.
Give less of it to the government.
And then the store that wins it
gets
a huge kickback. Yeah.
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 So they need to be rooting for you too.
By the way, only about 50% of all ticket sales fund the jackpots for the lottery.
Really?
Yep. About 35% go to charities and causes like education and all that stuff.
Okay.
And 6% to retailer commissions and 9% to operating expenses. So, not bad. Anyways, okay. $1.3 billion.
I mean, I could probably squeak by on that.
You could?
I could squeak by. I could maybe stretch that.
You'd have to try.
I'm just hoping.
All right. Well, good luck. It's 99.7 DJX. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. Kind of funny moment the other night when Jason and Travis and Taylor were all watching a football game there at Arrowhead Stadium. It was a college football game. And Jason Kelce was on this podcast and he was talking about how he was drinking Budweiser Zeros for 3 quarters throughout the game. Like 3 of the 4 quarters, right?
Didn't realize non-alcoholic.
Yes, didn't realize they were non-alcoholic. And then it was actually Taylor herself who went up to him because Travis was doing the same thing. And so Jason,
hey guys, you know you're not drinking beer, right?
Right. And that's not real Jason beer. Says it was the most amount of shame I've ever felt in my life. I was just like, what the blank is wrong with you, Jason? I just wasted 3/4 of my life.
Now, he could have said, yes, Taylor, I am being responsible tonight.
Have you seen Jason? He's the guy who wears the costumes and slams sure. Budweiser's
which
on
is
his head.
Why he could be like, well, I am turning a corner, Taylor. Because I'm trying to get in best man shape.
Sure. Which, so, by the way, he still says, I don't know, Travis has got a lot of friends.
That's
but
a little tongue-in-cheek. He's going to be the best
say,
man. There's
how
no
is
other
he
choice.
Not?
The
how
world
is he not?
Will revolt if he picks anybody else.
Yeah, if Travis picks one of his, quote, friends, his bros.
No, sir.
No, you got to pick your brother. You got to pick your brother.
Absolutely. That's going to be a super fun party. Now, they're saying it's going to be more low-key. Like, it's not going to be a huge big royal wedding display.
Yeah. I mean,
going to be more like intimate down
I would home. I would almost expect it us to hear the news after the fact.
Oh sure.
They got married at this little beach off the Hamptons
are you
or whatever.
To keep that? Yeah, they've got like right. all of the lenses on them.
I know.
All of them.
All right. Well, if you missed anything from the show, podcast, great place to catch up on misconnections, testing my lady knowledge.
Listen, I need you guys to do some more sleuthing and come up with some good. And I'm not talking about like what does 32 double D mean? Like, don't tell me that.
Well, why can't you
better,
throw some of those?
Because you know the answers.
That'd be the cup size, right?
Yes, bra size. Yes.
Do you know why they're letters and not numbers?
Well, the numbers is like
right, the
your inches around your band.
Right.
And then the letters are the cup
right,
size.
Right, so 32 is like 32 inches around your chest.
Yes.
And then
the letters are the cup size.
Yes. Yeah, I got that.
Yes. Okay, so these are, again, basic of the basic of the basic questions. I need non-basic questions because you have been surrounded by women.
I only got 50%
your
right.
Your entire life. You did. Because, again, I had to sweat.
Okay, sorry.
And try
sorry.
To find these.
Didn't mean to make you sweat this morning.
I mean, I listen, there's a lot of them that want to take you down south. I'm trying to avoid that. For all of us involved.
Come on. Anyways.
I did toss out some tampon questions.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to catch up on the podcast. So, yeah, you can hear that. You can see the video and all that stuff on YouTube. Hit subscribe @Ben and Kelly Show. Anything else, Kelly?
That's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.